4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, it seems there's no end in sight to Israeli military onslaught on the Gaza Strip as Israeli warplanes and tanks keep pounding the besieged enclave. Scores of Palestinians were killed on Monday. The majority of casualties were civilians, including women and children. Five people were killed and dozens injured, among them medical staff, when Israeli tanks shelled the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in central Gaza. Nearly a dozen people, including six children, were killed when Israeli warplanes targeted a residential tower block in Gaza City. Israeli airstrikes also hit mosques in Khan Yunis and Gaza. The latest incidents bring the total death toll to 573 in over 2 weeks of Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. In addition, over 3,600 Palestinians were injured in the offensive. Joining us now is our correspondent Ashraf Shannon from Gaza. Now, Ashraf, the death toll is mounting, of course. It is expected to go even higher as more bodies are being found, etc. Tell us a bit more about what the humanitarian situation is like, specifically as hospitals are also being targeted now.
Before I get to the humanitarian situation, Kaniz, another Palestinian was killed a few minutes ago. This has happened in the central Gaza Strip town of Deir el-Balah. A group of men were sitting on top of their house, escaping the heat, and all of a sudden they were hit by a rocket. We don't know exactly if it was fired from the Mediterranean by the Navy, Israeli Navy, or from an airstrike. But one man was killed and three others were injured. So, as you said, the number of Palestinian fatalities in the Gaza Strip continues to mount, as well as the number of injuries since the start of Israel's so-called Protective Edge operation, which is nothing but another war on Gaza. Now, the humanitarian situation is quite dire, especially with hospitals being targeted. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central Gaza Strip town of Deir el-Balah is the third hospital actually to be targeted since the start of this operation. The first targeted hospital was the Israeli rocket fell near the European hospital in Khan Yunis in east of southern Gaza during the start of the operation Protective Edge. And then Al-Wafa Hospital for the disabled. And we have this one now, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital. So what's next now for the Israelis? Maybe they hit the Shifa Hospital, which is the largest hospital and the central hospital in the Gaza Strip. Not only that hospital do not have medicines, hospital supplies, surgical supplies to deal with the thousands of injuries and fatalities, but now they have to deal with the situation that they are targeted by the Israeli tanks and Israeli airstrikes. It's not the only hospitals who are targeted. It's also the paramedics, the emergency medical service personnel. Some of them were killed, some of them were injured. Ambulances have been targeted and continue to be targeted. Rescue teams are not able to go to the Jaya neighborhood and to actually look for the bodies from the rubble there, because the Israeli tanks continue to shell them and prevent them from doing their job. Israel continues to violate every international law in regards to the protection of civilians during the time of war.
All right, Press TV's Ashraf Shannon, they're reporting from Gaza. Ashraf, thank you for that update.